plagued a potential nugget.
Vinay, thanks for the very insightful conversation. This podcast is titled Play to Potential, which is about people having coherent responses to the two questions, where to go and how to grow as they navigate their career. In summary, any takeaways for our listeners on what we can learn from Narasimha Rao in addressing these two questions?
Well, I think Narasimha Rao knew the what, but he also knew the how, and I think that's really important. I think that's the one thing that, you know, I'm in the beginning of my career, right? So I'm asking myself, what do I learn from Narasimha Rao? And that is, if you want to do something, how do you go about it? You got to know your ecosystem. You got to know the DNA of your organization, right? When your boss changes, you got to know the DNA of the new boss. You got to realize when you have a mandate and when you don't. You know, you got to realize, you know, when your boss is saying something, is the boss actually giving you the power to do what you want or not? And within that realm of the real, how do you put through what you want to do is, I think, the key lesson of Narasimha Rao.
Very interesting. And maybe just to add to that, what I find fascinating is he seemed like a reasonably introverted kind of a man, given the way you describe him. So to be so perceptive, despite being introverted, is just a fascinating paradox for me as I think about him and how he's led his life.
Yeah. In fact, in the book, I say this is the, you know, there's this... you know, this famous essay, by this Russian writer who says that the two great figures in modern fiction is Don Quixote and Hamlet, right? You know, Hamlet is somebody who thinks so much he can't act. You know, Don Quixote is someone who acts without thinking, right? And Narasimha Rao at his best merged both, right? You know, he was somebody who was thinking and somebody who was acting, you know, and that's what's remarkable about him. He was a scholar as well as he was a politician. You know, so he was an introvert, but he also knew how to act, right? I mean, he was somebody who was not very comfortable spending time with people, but here we have it. He was a politician who met hundreds of people a day, right? And I think that essential contradiction of being half a lion is what made him work. I mean, he was exactly the kind of contradictory figure that India needed in the 90s. And this mix of being Don Quixote and Hamlet, in the best sense of the word, is what caused India to change.
Got it. Vinay, thanks so much for your time. Pleasure talking to you.
Thanks very much.
Being finely tuned to the organizational context through various transitions, whether it's a market event like an acquisition or a new boss coming in, is critical for leaders to adjust. For instance, one of the leaders I was working with was a chief product officer in a tech company. He was a creative kind of a professional and believed in deep work and long cycles in coming up with compelling product ideas. He was working with a founder who had a vision around where he wanted to take the product. As the organization approached ramp up, the founder hired a COO from the FMCG world, who was now the new boss for this chief product officer. Now suddenly the operating rhythm completely changed. The FMCG leader was looking for quick wins and 80% answers and started losing patience with his creative chief product officer, who worked well with the founder but didn't really recalibrate his style to the new leader who came in, who was operating at a different cadence. This is just one example, but the key point is that we need to be acutely aware of our environment and tailor our decisions and our style and our course of action depending on the situation. Thank you for listening. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of the content that's covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. There I've tried to capture the key takeaways from my various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. In fact, Google has also recently launched an app for podcast listening on Android platforms. If you went to playtopotential.com, you could also have the opportunity to listen to multiple voices curated by topic. To give you a sense, one of the playlists is Inflection Points. These are points in time where the notion of what got you here won't get you there applies in a pretty profound way. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate the show, and share a review. It will help others discover it. Thank you for listening.